Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
An unknown pundit wrote the following. A group of birds decided to form a church. So they called a meeting and the duck stood up and said, I think we should require baptism by immersion. It's the only way we can get their pocketbooks wet. But the rooster said, No, we should baptize people by sprinkling. Many people dislike the embarrassment of getting wet all over. So the argument went on. The parrot said, I don't think baptism is the most important thing. What we need is a good program. All the birds cheered, for everyone knows that a church cannot build a reputation for itself without a good program. Then the mockingbird said, What about the choir? We must have a good choir, and don't forget the organ. Oh, said the thrush, we don't want an organ. A piano is much better. But the sparrow said it would be just as well if they threw out the music altogether. The goose stood up and said, What we really need is a preacher who is good with young people. If we don't attract the young people, the other preachers in town will gobble them up for sure. But the starling thought it was more important that their preacher be a good mixer. But the real wrangle came over the budget. Some thought everyone should tithe, provided they could afford it. Others thought they should do away with collections and just have faith. So finally the owl arose and smoothed his feathers. Everyone grew quiet, for they knew he had great wisdom. Brothers and sisters, he said, all these things are secondary. I'll tell you what we need. What we need is sincerity. Yes, sir, repeated the owl, quite pleased with himself. Above everything else, we must all be real sincere, even if we don't mean it. So they formed a church, and it was for the birds. Do you know that there are more than 200 different denominations, sects, and cults which are all called Christian? Yes, over 200 groups, each emphasizing a different facet of Christianity. Like the ducks, some believe in baptism by immersion, that's it. Whereas others, like the rooster, feel sprinkling is best. Some people agree with the mockingbirds that good church music is very important. Like sparrows, the others don't see much of a place for music and religion at all. The preaching is the main thing for them. Perhaps you are an individual who thinks this whole business of churches is all for the birds, so as to speak. Your time is taken up with your family or pleasure, and you just don't have time to go to church. Religion just isn't my thing, you say. Well, let me tell you about a man who would agree with you 100%. I'm sure if we called him by his first name Peter, he wouldn't mind. Now, he had a going business that took most of his time, a family business, a partnership with his brother, and it just didn't leave much time for formal religion. Oh, I suppose he attended church now and then, but he had such a temper that the preacher always made him uncomfortable. One day he met someone whose acquaintance changed his entire life. The person was Jesus Christ. And there was something about Christ that attracted Peter right away. There was something real about him, his words, follow me, that demanded the utmost from him. It wasn't religion. It was a person, the very Son of God himself, who knows the needs of the human heart, including your heart and your life. Jesus Christ said, Come unto me. He didn't say join a church or do the best you can or be sincere. He said, Come to me. Regardless of your background or your church, you need him. Ask him to come into your life. Get a Bible and begin reading the book of John, and you will discover that a relationship with Jesus Christ is the secret to understanding churches.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.